Hello, everybody, and welcome to Roses Are Reddit, the official Reddit Bachelor podcast. I am your royal host, and joined with me today is my quality host and our special guest, Batch Naish, correct? Okay, say hi, everybody. Yeah. Hello, okay, there we go.
Hi.
I'm sick.
So just so you're aware, I am kind of hosting the podcast this week, so bear with me. RK is sick. He is here with us, but he is telling me here on the notes to feel bad for him. So everybody take a moment.
I have the stomach.
Feel bad for him.
I have the stomach flu and can't eat food. This is not fun. It's really unfortunate. I know.
It is, but now I've taken over.
She'll never relinquish control.
All right. So should we do a fun little thing? I'm like really taking over right now. Batch Naish, how long have you been watching? Thank you for joining us, by the way. Welcome. Also, how long have you been watching The Bachelor? Maybe give us a little bit of a backstory on your Bachelor self.
Instantly, I started like midway through Caitlyn's season. I have since gone back and watched all of Caitlyn's season, and I've seen Crystal's as well. I did back like 10 years ago watch Andy Baldwin, Matt Grant, Deanna, and Allie. But yeah, then I recently got back into it. I was abroad, so it was really hard to
watching. Yeah, we are aware of that. We try to watch other Bachelor. What?
Were you a narrow as well as abroad?
You know, I guess. Sure.
Don't mind me, just here making terrible jokes.
That still hasn't stopped.
Yes. Where were you?
Well, very cool. I mean, I started watching.
Nice.
Oh, okay, very cool. I started watching during Chris's season, so yeah. Pretty new.
That was our first season.
Yeah.
Heard so many
I
just heard so many people talk about how great his girls were and the drama that I just had to go back and watch that one.
Yeah.
Chris's.
Looking back, they've all had like tremendous staying power, which is interesting. I mean, I figured like not all of them would kind of fade away, although I think that that was kind of the first season that people started kind of trying to stick around longer in Bachelor Nation.
Probably so, true, yeah.
Well, there's more opportunities for it as well.
Yeah.
Later on.
Six, like the one that people care the least about now is Whitney, which is really funny.
Because she won.
Because she won.
The winners are
top
always
six,
the
or
most
was she
boring.
Top eight?
She won. Whitney won.
But Sam Stephan.
She is the final one.
Sam Stephan?
What? No.
Okay.
Whitney. Whitney won.
I know that. She's talking about Sam Stephan.
Oh, I heard Whitney.
Yes, but I think later, I don't know. Yes, I know Whitney won.
Did you know that Whitney won?
Guys, this just in, Whitney won.
I'm feverish and delusional.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so I guess we can start getting into our topics now that that little show is over with. So our first thing is Ben Higgins has a... Oh my gosh, I can't believe I'm going to say this. Ben Higgins has a poop rag because I'm PG.
He has a shit rag.
Yeah, what?
Okay, so I will divulge what I know.
Yeah, it's funny. Fill us in, give us the deets, and then we can discuss.
Apparently, he doesn't use toilet paper to wipe. he has like a rag. So like after every time he takes a shit, he goes into the shower and he like uses a rag to like wipe his butt and then like washes that and then washes that once a week.
Only once a week?
Yeah.
He washes or replaces?
Okay. Washes it.
Oh boy.
So it's kind of like, let me just say this really quick and I'll let you guys give your opinion. It's kind of like cloth diapers, right? Except for that every time a baby poops in it or pees, you wash it. You don't wash it. You don't just like turn it around and use it again. So I'm a little confused by this.
Yeah, apparently this is like a thing that people will like do this because they're like extra
better for
like
the environment.
I don't know, or maybe they're like super like they don't trust toilet paper and they don't like having shit on their butt. I don't know. Like, can I first of all say,
anybody likes having poop on their butt, but okay.
Can I first of all say that when I first started this podcast, I did not expect for us to be talking about poop as much as we have on this show.
Oh yeah, we have a lot.
First Lincoln and now this. What the fuck? I know way too much about how Bachelor contestants go to the bathroom.
Everybody poops. See, it's fine. So where did we hear this from?
Lauren.
Oh.
A podcast?
Cool. What was that?
Cast?
It might have been. I saw it on the sub.
Hmm.
I'm shocked. Like, I've definitely like met someone who will like take a shower after they poop.
Oh yeah.
Not because they don't believe in toilet paper.
And also, like, who has time to shower after, like, pooping? I don't know. Like, that has to be, you have to have, like, pretty scheduled out poos. Because, like, if you're in a hurry to leave the house, I don't know. Isn't that what baby wipes up for? Anyways, too much into my own personal hygiene there, maybe.
What is it with Bachelor guys and really weird personal hygiene habits? Like, is this just a function of we know too much about their personal lives?
Yes.
Or is it like all of these people are weird as fuck?
I think it's like we just know too much about their personal lives, because I'm sure we might all, or not maybe all of us, but a big portion of us might have like weird things that we do in our everyday routines that other people don't do. But like, we don't get to hear about everybody else's, usually.
I mean, what? Like, Dean doesn't believe in soap.
I've heard of that.
Yeah. Lincoln shits on the floor.
We don't know, allegedly.
No, it was confirmed by multiple people.
Okay, I'm still going to say allegedly, though, just in case.
Okay, well, you can be the one.
It's been confirmed, but on this podcast, it's alleged.
No, for QO, it's alleged. Lincoln shits on the floor. Floor shitter.
A fever is something.
Woo!
Anything past that though? Like, is it really those three?
Those are the ones I could think of, but that's like,
this isn't that weird, but oh my gosh, what's her name on Chris's season? Brie. Brit. She didn't do some stuff, but I don't remember what.
She
like maybe deodorant and shampoo.
She showered like once a week.
Oh, yes.
Well, yeah.
She took a Dwyer shower.
You mean a horse bath? And I don't mean that she's a hoe. That's just like what I've heard it called.
I prefer Dwyer shower because
I prefer a Dwyer too. Can we cut that out? Sorry.
No, it's fine. Like, first of all, is this like people on the sub were like, this is gross? How gross realistically is this?
The rag is when it's not in use.
Yeah. Like, wouldn't it be smarter if, like, you had this enclosed basket and you had, like, I don't know the healthy amount of times to poop a day, but, like, let's do, like, a little math here. And you poop two times a day. You have two poop rags in this container. You put them in there when you're done. And at night or in the morning, probably sooner rather than later, you threw it in the wash with bleach and whatever. And then you had like a backlog of rags.
Why not
use new ones and then like dried them in the morning? You know what I mean? Like, that makes more sense to me. Like, but then again, you're just using more water. So is it really helping the environment in the end? You know?
Why not get a bidet?
You're already showering today.
Oh my gosh, why not get a bidet? But we know Ben is kind of cheap. Remember when they moved in together and he like didn't want to get a new toilet for the bathroom? Maybe that's why they wanted a new toilet that had a bidet on it, so he stopped using poop rags.
That would not surprise me.
I'm just theory crafting over here. Like,
I hope so.
It's okay. Theory crafting is what I'm here for.
Down, honestly.
Yeah, and also can't you get like cheap bidets on like Amazon that you hook up to your toilet?
I don't know.
Of like saying exactly that.
What?
I think someone posted in the sub saying exactly that.
Oh, well, then there you go.
Just buy a cheap bidet.
Buy a cheap bidet, man. God. We'll start a GoFundMe for a cheap bidet for Ben Higgins.
I'm not paying for Ben Higgins to wipe his butt. No, all right, no. Like
it's just a meme. It's a meme.
Oh my
and then
God.
So many people will donate that we'll just get we'll get bidets for everybody. It'll be a giveaway, a podcast giveaway. Bidets for all. And beignets.
Definitely for Lincoln.
Oh yeah. Well, Lincoln just needs
Lincoln's problem isn't wiping his butt. Lincoln's problem is he needs one of those toilets with like just like a hole in the ground.
Yeah, that's totally fine. But like you can't just poop anywhere like that.
He does it in the bathroom, supposedly. He
or
makes
just,
it a little...
Yeah. Or like Batch Nash, like you just said, a squatty potty would even be more comfortable for, you know?
Something. I mean, I feel like that's a very fixable problem.
It is.
How is like when you go on this show and you get picked, how do these people have like functioning relationships? Because like it's not that these are like these things are weird to the point at which like I would consider them a deal breaker. Like if you used a squatty potty, and that's it's not fine. Because it's like it's not yeah, it's not because like pooping on the floor, it's not like it, like you can make all the arguments you want, and I think that Terrible Pterodactyl actually fucking did this on the sub, and I wish he was here because he would be perfect for this. But like he like it's not about the fact that you like want to sit in a different position when you make do.
But why are we going so into this? Okay.
I don't know, but I'm having that like meta realization constantly right now. So I'm just like fucking
that
going.
She's like regretting ever saying she would come on the podcast. Like, mm-hmm.
Oh,
we'll just go with it.
Yeah,
you're like sure. That's what I signed up for.
I think it's gross. Like you, like it has nothing to do with like positioning or justification or whatever. It's like there are alternatives to allow you to be weird while still being a functioning human being. And I think that, like, the refusal...
I do it every day. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, it's like, you have this thing, like, I need to do it this way. And it's like, that's fine. But, like, there's also, you know, like, decent human society and, like, not, like, and, like, health codes and all this stuff. It's like, it's weird. And it's like, there's, like, levels of social acceptance. And, like, I get if you want to go against the grain, but at a certain point, like, it would be a deal breaker if... Like, I was dating someone, they're like, oh, yeah, like, I crap on the floor. I'm like, okay, well, this was fun, but.
Good talk. Yeah. Would you ever change that? If no.
It's not even that. It's like that there are perfectly legitimate alternatives that I just feel like never got considered. And, like, that to me says that it's just like a. That to me just shows, like, I don't know, lack of initiative, which is important.
Office with the floor shitting, like you can easily sort of figure it out to where you're not doing it at the office.
Yeah. Right,
public issue.
Schedule your poos.
I mean, you know, obviously, like time, but like I feel like this seems to be a common occurrence, and I understand why it was allowed. To happen,
yeah. Especially if they knew. That's what gets.
Yeah, me. I mean, immediately say like, "Hey, stop doing this," or like, I really irrationally invested in this saga.
I know, aren't we all?
And he hasn't.
Okay, I've kind of feel like we should move away from shit because.
I was just letting you guys have your moment talking about it.
I feel like we've spent an inordinate amount of time on shit.
On shit. Let's go. Let's go. Let's get on the... I don't know. All right. So we have a post in the sub that we want to talk about.
Yeah.
This is titled, Can we admit that everyone who goes on the Bachelorette is by definition an attention whore and not clutch. Oh, and not clutch our pearls and they are attention hoes afterwards. So that is strong. Goes on to talk about how there are truly garbage people and it goes to name a few. Should I name them?
mean, they're the obvious ones.
Yeah. Luke Pell, Lee, Josh Murray, Ari. Basically talking about shilling and podcast, and how it should be a supplement for your income, not a legitimate career, which I, as a person who has a podcast, would wholeheartedly disagree, because I can get into that later. But and it's about incentives, and how contestants behave on and off screen. And it goes on and on and on. I feel like if you want to read all of it, you should go to the subreddit. RK, is there anything specifically you wanted me to read out of this?
Nah, I just
read the TLDR.
Sure.
Restates the title. So, I mean, obviously they went to high school and learned that. Okay, because they signed up for a reality dating show. Even the good ones are attention hoes. If you like the I wish contestant X would stop posting about their wedding / house / music festival / weight loss gummies, basically their lifestyle brands. This is me saying that. They are so desperate and thirsty. They unfortunately cannot because it is literally their nature and their livelihood. I mean, it's kind of silly to expect a TV show about love to be totally, like, humble and pure-hearted, in my opinion, because people will go on for fun, yes, but you can't, it's TV. Like, when in the history of TV have people went on because they just want to do something? Like, I don't know. I don't think that's a bad thing either, but yeah. Anybody else have a opinion?
I just love the massive overreaction the sub has whenever people post shit like this. It's like the circle jerk just comes out in full force. And that's like,
yeah,
oh my God, you're so right. All the time I have. It's like everyone's like, I think this and everyone disagrees. But everyone's an attention whore. It's like,
I just think that, I don't know. I think most people who are like, yeah, whatever, this is silly. It's just a silly post, I don't care about it, aren't gonna comment. So you kind of get the people who are feeling extremely this way, you know.
I mean, I feel like it got a lot of interaction though. I mean, if you look at it, I feel like the upvotes are, as far as posts go, for especially for off season.
Yeah. I think, yeah, it's cool. I mean, but it might also be because it's off season. I don't know. It's, I mean, everyone's entitled to their own opinions. I just think this is not a very, like, it's like a rant and not like a well-structured one, I guess.
This is like peak off-season. We're like off-seasoning really hard this year. And it's been a fun ride. Oh my God, it can't come soon enough. I just want to say this, that we, like, I think that the sub, or I think that the show, like, I think that it's definitely changed from when it used to be, right? So, like, before Instagram and Twitter became, like, a thing, I'd buy it. Because these people would go on TV for their 15 minutes, and then there's zero way for them to carry that over, right? Like, no one's going to hire you for an acting job or for something because you were on The Bachelor or Bachelorette competing for love. Like most of the people who had big jobs or became bigger had jobs in those fields already. Like Molly is the only one I can relatively think of who has like a talk show now. But even then, I think she was in radio and communications beforehand.
Oh, well,
I mean, there's like Travis Stork and stuff as well, but like, I mean, he was a doctor. Like, it would follow that is a potential thing. I mean, did it happen because he was The Bachelor? Maybe.
I mean, probably, yeah.
Honestly, but I wouldn't have even known that if it wasn't for this sub.
Yeah, I think I thinking that it's just because you're on The Bachelor you'll get hired is silly, but I do think it could be possible that you can use it as a platform to be like, look at me, I'm here. And then you can go and work on your acting or whatever it may be. And you can say, look, I was on this TV show. I'm used to being in front of the camera. And that it could help you in a way. But I don't think it's like the only thing that can help you. Whereas now that there's social media, it's up to the viewers to basically hire you. So it's easier. Yeah, I think here. Oh shoot!
I think that's kind of the meta point that I was about to make. That like before, when you went on the show, your success or your failures, it's very difficult to kind of judge your potential earning power in the future, because there's really no way to measure how much people cared about you or liked you other than the Nielsen box, and that's not like the most reliable thing in the world. But now with Instagram and Twitter, you basically have follower counts that basically say, oh, like this person is successful and likable, and therefore their follower counts are super high, and therefore they've got sticking power. And so it's basically like a weed out way to find out who's better suited to stay in the public eye. And that's why you get people like Ruby and Chase and whatever, them constantly trying to stick around, because they want to get those follower counts and prove that they can stay relevant. And then you get people like Amanda who just like magically hit 1 million followers and then like they're set.
Yeah. I mean, I wish I could do that. So whatever.
Ah, done and dusted.
Yeah. Yeah. So the next topic we have is Lily and Courtney throwing shade at Dean, and Leslie is joining in. And as we know, Lily and Courtney are definitely a Bachelor favorite right now.
I don't know. I'm getting kind of tired of them. Like
because they're...
The more that I... What?
Go ahead.
Oh, I think the more they start kind of like throwing the relationship in people's faces and like using it to address, like throw shade at people or do these things. Like they did that thing where it's like, we've got a really important announcement. We are sticking together. It's like, the more you do stuff like that, the more I just want you to go away. Like, we get it. You found love on a reality TV show. It's hard, but it happens. Now go away and be happy. Like this is like the Ari and Lauren thing. The more that you constantly post on social media and try and document your relationship, the less I believe it's genuine.
That's fair, but I also slightly disagree for the fact that, like, if you could do this whole social media game, why wouldn't you? You know? And people like seeing... Oh, go on, sorry.
I also feel like with Lily and Courtney, like, I liked them a lot better to begin with, so they have a little bit more wiggle room with me. Mm-hmm. Ari and Lauren, like, pretty much immediately I was very over it, but yeah. Like, I'm not quite to the point where I'm like, they're not canceled or anything, but you know, I see where, like, if this continues, like, I could probably, it would start getting old pretty quickly,
right? Because that's kind of like, I don't really care if you guys want to talk, like, that's just a silly thing to use your platform for. I mean, I'm not trying to think that people should stand on this weird moral high ground. I just think that that gets old, versus I do think that it's interesting to see into a couple's lives or just anybody's lives, you know, just to see what they're doing, to be inspired, to just like have fun and take your mind off it. Like, I understand the social media thing, but I think there's certain things you can do that are really like, ugh.
That's fine. I think that for every post they do about, look how in love we are, they do like another post that's just like blatantly like, look at our relationship and we're going to use it to make fun of other people. And it's like, okay, like, I can get like the trip that they took with the RV and they filmed that, like, whatever, that's cute and endearing and whatever. But like when they're like, oh, like they're like getting this girl to stay still or pose good in pictures is harder than Dean trying to find a girlfriend or something like that.
It's like, is that what they said?
Yeah. And like, then Leslie Murphy was like, haha, yeah, you know, it's true. LMAO. It's like, eye roll.
It's like a little silly jab, but still.
Why do we care about this guy still? Like, it's like pretty obvious. Like, at what point is he just gonna kind of fade into the background like Jared, where it's just like, you know, oh, yeah, he knows he knows what his problem is and he just refuses to address it. So why do we keep talking about it? Like,
I don't know.
It's as kind
Jared
of like,
faded into the background though, really? I mean, I feel like I see him on, you know, being talked about. And maybe that's because he's quote unquote finally dating Ashley, but
yeah, that's fair. I don't think he's trying to disappear.
I think he's kind of disappearing more as just a function of like, we're bored with him. more than anything else, more than like, not, it's not for a lack of him trying. I think they're just, people are bored with him.
Yeah.
And I want that to happen for
Dean. All of their, you know, level of interest, the shelf life, and it just kind of depends on who's best at maximizing that.
Dean should date Claire Crawley. They fucking deserve each other.
Breaking news really quick, though, because this is for you, RK.
Oh, I like that.
So there's there's this People magazine article, and the title is Ari meets all of fiance Lauren's koalafication on Australian vacation.
It koalafications.
Me.
I hate when people do this to me.
They're coming for our brand.
Yeah. I would trademark it, but you know me.
Oh, Lauren is the one who stole it.
Lauren's never.
It's proof they listen to our pot. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh my God, if they did, I would die. Oh.
Yes. Sorry, were we done talking about that?
No, no, but Dean, let's talk Dean and Claire Crawley and how they should date each other. Because this kind of, this is like a delirious fever dream that I just had that makes like a lot of sense. They both suck so much that they should just go suck together.
Like, never put their relationships on social media, and Dean would hate that.
Exactly. Also, Claire has like the world's biggest case of like princess syndrome I've ever seen.
Yeah.
And Dean would hate that. Dean is non-committal. Claire would hate that. It's like a match made in heaven. They're like the worst for each other. And it's destiny.
And maybe it would work. It's destiny. It
wouldn't, but I would watch a reality show around that.
Would you?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to go off script here again a little bit.
I don't know. I feel like Dean is... It's how I feel about Dean. Like, it's very... I would almost call it, like, the Kanye effect. Like, he'll do something that, like, gives me some respect for him. Like, back a long time ago when Kanye kind of helped Kim come to terms with the Caitlyn Jenner transition and stuff. Like, I had a lot of respect for Kanye doing that. And then he goes and talks about, well, just everything that's come out of his mouth this week.
Yeah.
Absolutely blows it out of the water. And I feel like Dean's very similar. Like, he'll, you know, he'll do something and, you know, everything looks okay. Like, he's dating Leslie. Oh, like, maybe things are going well. And, you know, they're dating for a few months. And then now he's back with Christina. And maybe...
It's all kinds of confusing.
One step forward, two steps back.
Going off script here a little bit again, we have not talked about the Becca promo for The Bachelorette.
I haven't seen this.
So basically, to give an overview, Bachnation, have you watched it yet?
I have.
You have?
Oh, yeah, I can just be here.
So, oh, it's very loud. But let me just look at it really quick. So, basically, okay, I see. We might have to cut this, sorry.
No worries.
So, I think I get the gist. So, basically, it opens up with her being proposed to by Ari. That whole thing happening, and then her ripping a heart in half with his face on it, or their faces on it, and then some powerful uplifting strong I don't need a man womanly music, and her having the time of her life being announced as a new bachelorette. And I guess people's issues with it are that why is Ari even in it, but I mean, I feel like that's kind of obvious. Any feelings about that, guys?
Let's do the damn thing.
Yes. I did feel like compared to some of the past promos, hers felt a little stiff.
Let's do the damn thing.
Not sure if she, like, I went to one of the dates. Like, she seemed really cool, but I'm not sure if she's going to come across on camera.
It always happens with the leads. The leads always seem cool and then just flop on camera.
Except for Caitlin, who's my favorite.
Except for Caitlin. Actually, Caitlin, I think, was pretty good at that, at avoiding that. Rachel also, to a certain extent.
Yeah, yeah. Rachel was just very much like herself, and I think that came off really well for her.
She kept it 100.
She got that TV personality. Like, she would do really well on any type of, you know, a hosting gig or something would fit Rachel really well.
Hmm.
That's like Becca's wheelhouse.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
Are you being in the promo? I don't know. I mean, you are like damned if you do, damned if you don't.
Exactly.
But
let's do the damn thing.
Oh my gosh.
Over under on number of times that gets said this season.
He's lost it, guys.
Over under. I'm placing it at like 10, at least in the first episode.
Oh no, it's gonna be said a lot.
Oh god. I'm
Becca not... or 10 like total? Because I feel like the total. Guys are gonna go crazy too.
They're gonna say it.
I don't feel like they should because she said it to Ari. Like, didn't she say it during the proposal or no?
Yeah, but it shows. No. She said it first on the first night, and then she said it again when she accepted his proposal.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, isn't that like a sore thing to say now? Let's do the damn thing. Like, now it's awkward.
Well, since when has ABC ever been like
quaint about it?
Yeah, they've never exactly been like receptive to people's feelings, and it's all about running the joke into the ground, right?
Yes, pound it into the ground.
Made it very clear that that's her tagline, so I don't think it's going away anytime soon.
Yeah.
Gag.
Gagtastic. So now we can talk about the fact that Tenley got married.
Tenley. Yeah. Got I'm happy married. For her. Congrats. I'm happy for her. Yeah. I only ever saw her on Paradise. I never saw her on her season. But she seems like a cool person. She dated Welder Josh.
Nutritionist?
No, Welder Josh.
No. She's a nutritionist.
No, she's a maybe. All I know is she used
this
to
is
be
a different person.
She used to be a Disney princess.
Wait, really?
Yeah. Yeah, that was her thing that she wanted. Like she got the princess date in her season. That much I remember.
Oh, she's a photographer too. Yeah.
I'm happy.
Oh wait, no, she's not. This is
it. Always
else.
Makes
I'm losing
me,
my
it,
damn mind.
This is maybe a sign I'm getting old. I used to be like, whenever someone announced they were getting married, I'd be like, whatever. But now I'm like, yay, our guys are happy.
You're an old man.
Maybe I'm getting soft.
Yeah. Getting soft in your old age.
It's the fever. I'm delusional.
Happy in the photos. So that's fantastic. I wish them all the best.
Yeah.
Yes. And I think that there's obviously been a lot of success with people who stop dating inside Bachelor Nation and go do the damn thing on their own.
Yeah.
So that's that. But we always have to announce a marriage, I feel like. Next topic here is, oh my gosh, somebody send help. I don't know how to control a mouse. So let's see.
Oh, this. Okay.
Oh, so why are we saying why?
Click on the picture. Amanda decided to Photoshop her knees out of a picture. Like, we talked about this last week.
How do I zoom in more?
I mean, it's pretty obvious. It just looks like her legs are like sticks.
Blurred.
We talked about this with Tia last week. Why? Like, it's a knee. It's your knee.
Like, my knees look weird, but I don't agree with it.
It's like...
You know what's weird is that sort of like bumps on the side of the knee.
Yeah.
But... knee itself, the cap kneecaps look really smooth. Also, she just like looks like a Bratz doll in this photo.
Yeah.
I was going with Barbie, but that works too.
No, more Bratz doll.
Like, too big for her body.
Oh, her head? Or her hair?
I mean, all of it. I think the hair might be the big part of it, but...
Yeah. It's just so weird, because I didn't realize, like, I wouldn't have even realized. But I think it's because maybe my mind is tainted from, like, looking at too much social media that I don't even notice when people's bodies are doing, like, they've done weird things to them. That's kind of scary. I'm scared.
I mean, just, like, looking at it on my laptop now, like, zoomed in and stuff, like, it's a lot more obvious than it was, like, looking at it on my phone. I will say that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Who noticed this?
It got posted on the sub.
Interesting.
I just don't get it. It's your knee. And it's your elbow. I'm not gonna say we've done this. We did this last week, so I'm not gonna do it again. I just don't get it.
We had a very in-depth conversation about this, but
it was. But feel free, Patronage, to chime in and give your opinion.
I mean, maybe they're like the only thing I can think of as to why like this is something that she thought was necessary to do is that she was maybe trying to like minimize some cellulite and went a little crazy. Like, I mean, I think a lot of people would have preferred to see real Amanda.
Yeah.
I can see if like that was her motivation. Like I understand why she might have wanted to do that, but otherwise, like,
maybe she skinned her knee.
Maybe.
And she was like, I don't want people to see the carpet burn, so let's just rub that out.
Could be.
Poor choice of wording there, but...
Speaking of Amanda dating people... She is dating someone now.
Is she?
Yeah. She's dating a volleyball player.
Cool. Like a professional?
Yeah, apparently. Or maybe he's an amateur. I don't know. I just saw this recently on the sub. This is like hot, fresh deets. You know? So
yeah, coming at you with those hot, fresh deets.
Yeah, you know me.
He's
what?
Like, he's really tall. Really, I mean, I don't tall. Think
she's also like 5'2".
He looks like a cross between Ruby and Josh, which, yeah. or two, actually.
Where's she like mean?
Raya? I don't know. She's on Raya. I think, oh no, she did she get on Raya?
Raya.
Oh, she got rejected from Raya? That sucks.
But she went on Paradise last year and was like, oh, I can't do this. I can't get on Raya.
Oh, right. I forgot. Maybe she like finally got in or something.
It's such an interesting concept, Raya.
What's like the qualifications for this? Like,
I mean, I don't know the exact qualifications, but basically you just have to be like noticeably famous or influential. So I think there are like
somebody has to refer you, Instagram following, creative industry ideally.
Yeah. Because I know like a lot of YouTubers are on it. So it's not just people in like Hollywood as in movies and stuff. Like it's like a form of, you know, your work is creative and you have a lot of followers basically.
Bachelor Nation people being on Raya, like I would have been surprised that they didn't like Amanda, just given the fact that like she's got one of the higher followings and she seems to be overall pretty well liked.
Yeah. I just think Raya's like slightly silly, but whatever. I understand surrounding yourself with people who understand your career and like what that might entail, but I also think that's closing yourself off to a lot of people and also thinking that you should be in a different like you're so famous that you can't interact with normal people. I don't know. It comes off like that. I'm not saying it's meant to be like that, but yeah.
Yeah. I could just see the so many ways that a regular, like a celebrity Tinder interaction can go horribly wrong.
What did Amanda do before being on The Bachelor?
She trusted Hooters.
Oh yeah, okay. She did.
Her job on the show was esthetician.
Oh, was she really one though?
I don't know.
Huh. I thought about working at Hooters once because I hear you get really good tips and you don't have to like do much besides serve people. Not that you don't have to do much, it's a job, but like.
But thankfully, you did not.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, if people are going to pay me more just because I'm wearing short shorts, like it's kind of like I'm fooling them, to be honest.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If that makes sense. I know it sounds terrible, but like if somebody's going to be silly enough to pay me more money just because like of that, I'm like, okay, I'll take your money. Like, okay, this sounds like it could go very wrong, but I'm basically just making fun of people for thinking that they should go eat there just because of that.
Yeah, it's like those people who think, it's like those guys who think, oh, like women will sleep with me if I buy them drinks. It's like, no, that's not true. But go ahead and think that.
I don't know. Whatever. Oh my gosh. Okay.
To say to that.
What?
I have no idea what to say to it.
I'm just teasing. I don't really know. It's just like, whatever.
But yeah, Amanda, finally dating someone. How long do you think it'll stick?
For her.
I don't know. I guess it depends on how much she likes volleyball.
Shoot, if that's really, like, if Grubby and Josh and to an extent, her ex's name is Nick, is that right?
Yeah.
If they're indicative of her taste in men, then I don't have a lot of faith in this.
Yeah, that's fair. I also feel like she's like a sweet, normal person who's obviously providing for herself. So like, I don't get why. I do get why things aren't working out because certain people, but I feel like she, I don't know. I don't know what I'm trying to say, I guess.
And it could also be that she's just maybe a little easily manipulated.
Yeah.
Who knows? Shrugs nonchalantly.
I know. I feel like sometimes like we get into the podcast and it seems like we're going to be like drama channel and like talking all this stuff. But really we start to get like into people's minds and we're like, well, we think they're like this. And this is why people Facetune everything on Instagram. But it's more interesting that way.
I just want to say that to my fever-addled mind, the rock formation in the picture on my TV looks like a half-eaten donut.
Oh, I think you need food.
I want a hamburger so bad, you have no idea. Except you do, because I've been telling you all day.
Yes, I live here. All right, any other Bachelor Nation news you guys want to...
Help me, I need a burger.
That's your news.
Yeah, hold on. Let me quickly.
I can name. Oh, I see this guy. Amanda's man. Oh my gosh, he really does look like a mix of them. You're right.
Yeah. Like, the three, like, he's probably the best looking, but it's really. And, like, the Josh thing, especially, like, in the very first photo with his hat on, like, that one.
Yeah. I hope it works out, but gosh darn it. Her track record is not indicative of that.
I don't know. It's a slow time right now for Bachelor Nation, though.
Oh, my God.
Oh, let's see what we have here. Oh, nope. Just talking about Jade and her new mom bikini pic. I am not even a mother. So it's a real great time in my life for me. Can we have like new articles about 24-year-old woman finally steps out in a bikini after being a college student? That should get a round of applause. Am I right? No. Thank you.
We're proud of you. Oh man, this off season.
Are you okay?
I'm fine now. The delirium has passed. Oh, so now we're going to move on to a section we like to call Rose of the Week. This is where we call out people or persons in Bachelor Nation or on the sub who've really gone above and beyond the call of duty and done awesome things. Anyone like to give a nomination for their Rose of the Week?
I don't think I have anything.
I have
feel like
one.
It's been a tough week, but you go right ahead.
I would like to give it to Olivia because she's moving to Seattle. And please hang out with us because we're lonely.
Wait, what did you just say?
Olivia is moving to Seattle, so please hang out with us.
Oh, no, we have friends, but it would be cool.
We have friends.
Believe it or not, folks. Yeah, so I did comment on her Instagram post and was like, we'll show you around Seattle. And then I was like, wow, that probably sounds really creepy coming from an Instagram with a picture of like a little Reddit man on it, but it's fine.
It's okay. Don't fight it. Don't fight it.
You guys fly Delta? I mean, you could see her.
Do we fly like, Delta? Oh, she's going to be a flight attendant?
I don't know if it's flight attendant, but she's moving. I think she's taking a job at Delta.
Yeah, because they're opening a new hub in Seattle. I don't know.
I wonder what she's doing though.
Yeah, she said like it says like customer like experience like envoy or something like that. It would not surprise me if she was like the person who appeared on like the videos, being like, "Now it's time for you to do the things with the seatbelts and the tray tables and the." Yeah, and doing like the song and dance with the, and now.
But that's a one-time only job. So what else would you do?
Yeah, like I would hope it would be more than that for her to like pick up and move across the country.
Yeah,
maybe she's doing like Seattle. Maybe she's doing like Instagram videos for them on a regular basis because God knows I think airline companies need all of the good PR they can get.
That's fair. That would be cool.
Be into
I
that.
Mean, I personally wouldn't like doing it, but that sounds cool. I really want to know now.
She was at the check-in counter, I think.
For what? Okay.
For Delta.
What if she just wanted to move and that was like her first opportunity as far as, oh wow, she was right there. As far as like, I don't know.
Here's my thing. Like if you're going to become a checkout counter person in Seattle, that's fine. But like, Nashville is way cheaper. You could move to like
it's
Atlanta.
Way cheaper. Yeah, I feel like it's really cool. You could get like, I don't know.
And she has a house there that, I mean, she's in the process of renovating that apparently she's keeping. And
I'm curious.
I'm so confused. Maybe I can just message her and ask her.
After you commented about showing her around Seattle from your creepy Reddit man.
God, I hope so.
Hello. I'm an actual human. I swear. I'm probably going to start off by being really obnoxious and being like, okay, so we've definitely had people from the show on our podcast. You can check it out. We're not creepy. Now answer these questions for us. Anyways, so that's cool. Yeah. I mean, you never know. So we're giving her our Rose of the Week.
Yeah, congratulations. More people in Seattle. Always a good thing.
Yeah. Limo exit of the week.
This is for people who maybe need to take a step back from Bachelor Nation. Dean?
All of us. No, I'm just
yeah. kidding. Dean, maybe?
Yeah.
Dean Bliss.
Sure, why not? Let me find keep mingling amongst yourselves.
I nominate my stomach flu. Want it to take a step back and not
what
be
did you
so
say?
Up and I nominate my stomach
no,
flu.
No, I heard you. Sorry. I nominate that too. I would prefer
I want it to take a step back and not be so in my face all the time.
Yeah, rude. What about you, Batch Niche?
I don't know. I'm today specifically, I'm a little over Brandi Cyrus in the context of Bachelor Nation.
Yeah, I don't get. Well, who is she? Is she Miley Cyrus's sister, something like that?
She's her older sister. She's friends with Wells, so she has a podcast with him. Wait, and therefore knows a lot of Bachelor Nation people.
Wait, why do you want her to take a step back?
I mean, in the last like 6 hours on the sub, there have been 2 posts about her. I'm rumoring that she's dating Dean because apparently someone, like, there was an article posted saying that they were rumored to be dating, which, like, come on.
Come on, people.
What's with Wells, like, dating everybody?
No, Wells. You mean Dean, right?
Oh, Dean.
Because Wells is dating that girl off Modern Family.
He still is?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
I just, like, I'm a little over her today. And I think it's probably just because, like, there's been more than one post about her today. And I just don't really care.
That's fair.
Cool. So now we're going to move on to contestant question of the week. Let's see. I'm trying to remember which ones we've done so far. I kind of feel like doing a few, if you guys are down.
Let's do it.
Okay. The first one I'm going to do is, I think we might have done this, but if you could be any fruit or vegetable, what would you be?
Fruit or vegetable?
Fruit or vegetable. I know. Many, many possibilities.
I guess. So I'm going to go with a green olive.
Nice. Reasons why? Characteristics that come through.
And you martinis, so they're like, I don't know. That makes any sense.
Wait, sorry. I think you cut out. What was that?
Them, and then you put them in martinis, and they're like a secret party that you wouldn't necessarily think. Like, who invented that? Like, who decided, like, oh, I'm going to put olives in vermouth?
Yeah, I don't know, but I love them because a dirty martini, extra dirty, is my favorite thing ever.
Dirtier the better. Or, like, in, like, Bloody Marys and stuff, like, come with like giant olives, which is fantastic, and then I like squeeze the olives in to like put more of the
That sounds delish.
I haven't eaten anything in 24 hours and that's still gross.
I like that one. For me, I don't know, I kind of want to be like a really weird fruit or vegetable that nobody eats, so I have a higher chance of dying of old age. That's my answer. What?
I'd be a durian, because even though I stink, I'm tasty if you could fight through the smell.
What even is that?
It's like some weird, huge fruit that's like creamy and buttery, and it like smells kind of weird, but apparently it tastes good, and I don't know, a lot of vegans are into it. A lot of vegans that like move to some far off country and live in the jungle.
In the jungle!
And I'm not trying to be offensive. Like, I feel like this is just some weird YouTube thing that's been happening recently. And that's literally how I found out about them. Okay, so should we do one more question? I feel like we should do another question.
Yeah.
Let's get crazy. We didn't have a lot to talk about this week. So let's do a kind of really silly one that I can't even believe they asked this, because, like, what? But do you have a fear of aging, and are you doing anything to prevent it?
I wouldn't say I have an active. Wouldn't be surprised if one developed. Thing to prevent it, I'm actually just so lazy. And therefore, I don't know, I use a hydrator every so often.
Yeah.
I think you're supposed to be doing that, like, but definitely don't. So I'm going to be a very wrinkly old person probably.
Whatever. It's fine.
It is but a weird question.
It is like a really silly question. I want to give you, before I say mine, it says Amanda 25. I'm assuming this is Amanda that we were just talking about. Her answer was, yes, I use an anti-aging skincare line. Always wear sunscreen and get Botox. Like, I am 24 years old. If I have to get Botox in a year, one, I can't afford that. And two, what? Botox at 25 years old? Like, I'm not trying to judge anybody's life, but I don't think you need Botox at 25 years old.
That's like that's like breaking out a sledgehammer to like kill a cockroach. Like,
yeah.
Brookwood that did that. And she was like, yeah, 24, 25 years old getting Botox. And I mean, I judged her hardcore for it, but she was also a massive bitch. So,
Yeah, I just don't get that because, like, not trying to toot my own horn, but I don't have any lines right now at 24. I can't imagine developing so much at the age of 25. I know it's meant to like freeze your face so that you don't develop them later on, but putting botulin or whatever it's called in your skin, if it's not absolutely necessary, just seems kind of wild to me.
That's the thing, is it stands for botulism toxin. You're literally putting toxins in your skin. Like, yeah. That like
I don't know. Yeah,
it's get weird. It if you have like severe migraines, because apparently it does fix that, but like I feel like,
yeah, my sister has,
there's like,
yeah,
creams or something that'll do just as well but still look natural, right?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, there, I mean, it's pretty much you just should stay hydrated and hydrate your skin and you're pretty good, and I don't think you'll start noticing until you're probably 30, which I feel is still really young, but I don't know. It's like, I don't want to get back into how society has done weird things to us, but yeah. But I was going to say my sister has a TBI, which is a traumatic brain injury, and she has nerve damage, and they can use it to relieve, like, I guess loosen up her muscles or something in her hand so that she could like maybe use it more freely. But even then we were like, we don't know if we want to do that because it's botulin. Like, that's crazy. So I don't know. It's just kind of weird that you put it in your face. Anyways, so I guess my thing, fear of aging, I don't really think I have a fear of aging in like related to the way I look. I think it's more of fear of aging as in like, we have a limited time on earth and I want to do what I want to do. So yeah, I guess you could take that question two ways. I think it was meant to be taken skincare wise, but I think, yeah, I don't know. What about you, RK? I don't want to get too deep, too sad.
I'm not really scared of aging in terms of skincare, although I have started moisturizing on the daily.
Yes, you have. Get it.
Yes. But I'm just more scared of going bald.
Oh yeah, you are.
Terrified.
RK has luscious locks, so
they're luscious.
Yeah,
well, good for you. I mean, the fact that you're mid-ish 20s, I assume, and still have luscious locks is a good sign.
Knock on wood. Yay. All right, I feel like that was pretty good, guys. What,
we delved in
definitely.
Okay, yeah. Let's say our goodbyes. Thank you, everybody, for listening today. Sorry we didn't have too much to talk about, but we had a nice, chill time. Tune in next week, and hopefully we get more fun things happening in Bachelor Nation. Just get ready to gear up for the new season. You can find us on any... I don't know why I'm saying this. If you're listening, you've already found us on some form of listening device, but hey, if you're on YouTube, you can find us on any... pretty much any podcast site. And if you're on a podcast site and you won't be soon, you can find us on YouTube. So I feel like that's a good way to put it. On Instagram, we are Bachelor Reddit, and on Twitter, we are Reddit Bachelor, which we will be doing live tweets of the new season. So be sure to follow, and we post plenty of memes on our Instagram.
Like, follow, share.
Like, follow, share, subscribe. Wink face. All right.
Also,
thank you.
If you haven't, make sure to go to our subreddit, which is reddit.com/r/thebachelor.
Oh, right. That you should definitely do that.
All of the stuff we talked about, plus more. If you're here for the shit posts and the circle jerks, then this is the place for you.
Yes. We want to say thank you again so much to our guest today, which was Batch Nash, coming right from our wonderful subreddit.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, of course. All right. And that is that. So we will see you all next time. Say bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.